Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to this day of Local Focus. Today's guest is Carolina Concert Choir. We have Roger Christensen and Michael Lancaster. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
It's great to see you. I think we have a Christmas concert coming, don't you?
We do. On the 6th of December at 7:30 p.m., Grace Lutheran Church, and then again on Saturday afternoon at 3.
Right. Carolina Concert Choir. Now, tell me about this year's. Tell me first of all about the choir itself, and what does that entail?
Well, the choir has been around since 1978. We're now about a 50-member audition group. We rehearse every Monday night. Mm-hmm. We start in September, and the concert will finish that session on the 7th. Then we'll start again on the 17th of January for an April concert in 17 and 18 April. It's a great group, great singing.
Right.
We also sponsor the All-County Honors Chorus, which just finished.
Oh, wow.
On the 16th of November, we had 85 students there. Michael was the lead director for the seniors, our senior high school, and we had a middle high school clinic as well. Did that on Friday and performed on Saturday. So that was a great success. We enjoy sponsoring the middle and high school students. There is kind of a lack of choral music in the county.
Yes, yes.
And only one high school has a choral director.
So, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, so we'd like to do something about that.
But right.
That's not what our concert is.
Exactly. But this is the community. People come and they audition.
Yes.
So it's not just like, you know, come do it if you can. These people actually can sing.
Well, they actually can sing. we do audition. The audition is really not that hard.
Right,
you pick a piece you like to sing. Michael will have you sing a few other things.
Right.
And that's about it. So it's
not hard.
Oh,
that's exciting. That's fun, too. You know, there's not a better thing in the world, I don't think, than human singing.
Well, it stays with you. You start when you're a kid. That's why we like to
sponsor
the kids, and it stays with you all your life.
It is true. It's true. It's marvelous. Nothing can change the way your soul feels than hearing people sing. So tell me about this year's show, guys.
Well, we're calling it Carols and Lullabies, Christmas in the Southwest.
Oh, wow.
That is the title of an extended piece that we're doing. Mm-hmm. It's a collection of 10 Spanish carols by an American composer named Conrad Sousa, S-U-S-A, who is not a household name, but he's done a lot. He's done operas. He's done film work. One of those behind-the-scenes guys.
Right.
And there is quite a famous piece called The Ceremony of Carols by an English composer named Benjamin Britten. Britten was he died in the 60s, born 1913, I think. And he was a conscientious objector. Mm-hmm. During World War II, he actually came over to this country for a short time, and he realized, no, I need to go back. And on the ship, on the way back, he composed this piece called Ceremony of Carols. It is for boys' choir, actually, originally, and harp.
Wow.
Set to all these medieval carol texts. It's a masterpiece.
Wow.
Absolutely a masterpiece. I'm trying to remember how many movements, 9 or 11 or something like that. It's about the same length as this piece. And so ever since that piece came and people started doing it and realizing this is great art, even though it's a Christmas piece, quote unquote, and it's for harp and chorus, but it's only 20 minutes long. So what do we put with it?
Right.
There's a composer and an entrepreneur, really, organist choir master in the Twin Cities named Philip Brunel, who has a professional choir, and he's also got this big church. And he contacted Conrad Sousa, this composer, and said, I want you to write a companion piece for the Ceremony of Carols. Well, that would make any decent composer shake in his boots.
Right.
How can I, you know,
accompaniment piece, yeah.
So of course, how can I create a piece that's going to be compared with The Briton,
right,
which is such a great piece? So he was scared to death, and he didn't write anything for years, even though he was commissioned. I mean, the guy was ready to pay him. You write something, I'll pay you. So what happened was a friend of his, several years after being asked to do this, approached him and said, you know, I grew up in Arizona, and there were all these Spanish carols that we sang when I was growing mm-hmm. up. Really? Well, let me see some of those. So he did. And he fell in love with these pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of arranged them in an order that sort of tells a story. And there are lots of lullabies to the Christ
right.
child. There's a piece that describes the fish jumping out of the river in joy for the
birth.
They're just
of the
wonderful.
Christ. Yeah,
they're just
that's
wonderful pieces. So he started off with harp and chorus, and they're all in Spanish, by the way. And he thought, no, I need a little more character and a little more color. So he added marimba mm-hmm. and classical guitar.
Oh, wow.
So you've got these three instruments, harp, marimba, classical guitar, and the Spanish carols.
Right.
The colors are just wonderful.
Right.
And I've never done these pieces before. I've heard about them. I have a couple recordings now, of course, so
right.
I know what they sound like.
Right.
We haven't put them together with instruments yet. We're rehearsing with piano. But everybody loves them.
Right.
They're just delightful. They're easy to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of like folk music.
Right.
You know, they're utterly delightful.
Right.
And I think they're a worthy companion mm-hmm. to these marvelous pieces that Benjamin Britten composed. So, you know, if you bring in a professional harpist and percussionist and guitarist, you want to do some other things too. So on one of the recordings I have, there's an instrumental piece called Serenade for a Christmas Night. And it is just harp, organ, and vibraphone.
Wow.
Which, as you know, is most of the time used in jazz, vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm having the instrumentalist play that. And the rest of it, we singers will just sit down and listen.
Sure.
It's about 8 minutes, I think. But it's
wow.
based on a couple of
right.
Hymns that are associated with Christmas. And then we are going to do a couple of Hanukkah pieces
mm-hmm.
by a couple of American Jewish composers.
Right.
Those will be with piano. And then the rest of the program consists of arrangements of carols,
mm-hmm.
some that are accompanied by classical guitar,
right,
and some that are accompanied by harp. And there's one that has both. And these are a little more familiar. Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella, Away in a Manger. The piece that has both guitar and harp is called The Friendly Beasts. And it's delightful. The people speaking, the speakers are the animals. For example, the dove. We cooed him to sleep, my mm-hmm. mate and I. And it's a little eight-bar melody. And so each verse is a different animal
mm-hmm.
telling how he or she did something for the Christ child.
Right.
It's
right.
just delightful.
We basses get to be the cow.
That's right. The basses are the cow.
Wow. So there's just going to be a wonderful variety of music that many people, some will know, but a lot of it we will not necessarily be familiar
That's right.
with.
That's right.
And it's always wonderful to have something new and to expose yourself to some wonderful new music that is not necessarily your tradition, but could become your new tradition.
Well, right. And I felt, for example, it was important to have a couple of nice pieces for Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sought out, there's a publisher that only publishes Hebrew music,
uh-huh.
Transcontinental. And so I got on their website and listened to pieces and, you know, there's some really fine pieces.
Music, right.
Yeah, there's fine music that I'm not Jewish and I wouldn't know about it, but I sought it out. I mean, I know how to do that.
And for all of our Jewish friends in the area, this is going to be wonderful.
That's right. And most of the, in fact, all of the carol arrangements were originally written for a professional choir in the Twin Cities called mm-hmm. the Dale Warland Singers. Dale Warland is still alive. He's in his 80s now. And the Dale Warland Singers are no more. When he retired, he wouldn't let it go on.
Right.
But they had an amazing thing going for themselves. And for their Christmas concerts, they commissioned composers to arrange carols for mm-hmm. them. And in addition to that, they made recordings of them. And they are some of the most delightful recordings I know. And all of these carols were written for them. And for example, we're doing an arrangement of Gabriel's Message, which is not as well known as other carols, but it's in hymnals and things like that. About the angel appearing to Mary.
Right.
And as a, it was a birthday gift for his wife, Dale Warland commissioned Stephen Paulus, who was one of the main, one of the outstanding composers in the Twin Cities, to compose this arrangement, and it's for choir and harp. And it's just wonderful.
Wow.
It's very artistic, and sophisticated, although it's very nice to listen to. It's beautiful, but it's a very sophisticated piece. And it, but for our particular chorus, one of the things that's nice about it, we have an amazing low bass section. Mm-hmm. Roger is one of the low basses. I don't think I've ever conducted a choir with as good a low bass section
right?
as this group. And this piece has a very nice low bass part.
Oh, okay.
And you can't do it if you don't have the guys who can sing
right.
comfortably
yes.
down there. And we have that. It's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Now, guys, tell me, this concert is not going to be this weekend. It's next weekend,
correct.
Isn't it?
Correct.
It's on Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
And what are the times?
7:30 p.m. on Friday, mm-hmm. 3 p.m. on Saturday.
Okay, so it's afternoon on Saturday and Friday night. And how do people get tickets?
You can go online at www.carolinaconcertchoir.org.
Mm-hmm.
Any of the choir members have tickets.
Okay.
You can buy them at the door.
All right. You can buy tickets at the door. Now tell me where the door is.
At Grace Lutheran Church, 1245 6th Avenue West, Hendersonville.
Great, great. And you also have very kindly given us a couple of pairs
yes.
of tickets to give away. So we'll be thrilled to do that. And you want to give away a pair right now?
Sure. Yeah.
Let's do it. I think that's a great way to end the segment.
All right.
Let's do that, guys. Tell us again. This is Christmas in the Southwest.
Yes.
Carols and Lullabies.
Yes.
With the Carolina Concert Choir.
Yes.
And next Friday, Saturday. So you don't get lost in Black Friday.
No.
Not this weekend,
no,
but
no,
next
that's
weekend.
Right.
That'll be over. You'll be
that's
over
right.
that.
That'll be over. That'll
a
be
week
over.
Later than Thanksgiving.
And how much are tickets, guys?
Adults, 22. Students, 5.
And for more information about the Carolina Concert Choir, where would our listeners go?
Our website,
mm-hmm.
carolinaconcertchoir.org.
That's right. Or say, hey, Google, where's Carolina
yeah,
Concert Choir?
Yeah, that'll come up.
My phone will start talking to me in a second. All right. Well, thank you, guys. We appreciate it. And we're going to give away a pair of these tickets. And let's say, like, caller number 5.
Yeah. You want to give them the number?
698-1600. 1605. Sorry. See, I'm just used to calling the office. They don't let me call the studio, David.
Is it one more time?
698-1605.